You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, more food businesses are being encouraged to offer their customers healthier choices. And as part of the project, a new award scheme is launching. We've been finding out more from Trading Standards Officer David Miller.
Trading Standards are working with our public health counterparts to look at the obesity problem across North Yorkshire. There's a whole range of different strategies and different activities which are being implemented by the public health team. Ours is just one of them. Now, we've previously spoken about the Healthier Choices scheme, which looks to work with local businesses who provide healthier foods on their menus to recognise their activity and to promote them to as wide an audience as possible. That continues. We're live in Harrogate, we're live in Scarborough, and we've just launched in Selby. And overall, we have approximately 100 businesses on the scheme or going through the assessment process. We have a wide variety of assessment criteria which we look at. It might be the things as offering smaller portion sizes. It might be the removal of fats off the meats before cooking. It might be healthier cooking processes rather than just frying, perhaps. And like I say, we have a number of businesses doing fantastic work across the three areas. However, we have thought that we could improve our approach to working with the community. We have great relationships with businesses, but we don't necessarily have the contact with the community. So we're trying to develop a new award, which we're looking to pilot in Helmsley, called a Healthier High Street Award. And that continues to work with the businesses by way of the Healthier Choices Certification Scheme. But it also looks to work with local champions to promote the principles surrounding obesity and physical activity. So we are working with a wide variety of businesses again. It might be pubs, it might be B&Bs, it might be coffee shops. We have Thomas the Baker over in Helmsley, who are actively looking at coming on board and working out ways that they can improve their approach to the health agenda. But we're also doing some fantastic work with the schools as well, who have a real willingness to participate. We are introducing reward schemes, so people who are buying healthier foods on their lunchtimes get put into a draw whereby at the end of the school term they could potentially win a prize to acknowledge their improved intake, if you like. We're also looking at themed days within the canteens. The canteens, by the way, are usually provided by the county caterers. The food is provided by the county caterers, who do a fantastic job. Their food is wonderful. So it's looking at ways of promoting, the healthier foods within that already existing and great structure. So the schools are really keen to participate. And then it's looking to promote that activity in the wider area by virtue of social media, community events, market stalls, etc., etc.
So depending on how that pilot project goes, presumably you'd be looking to roll this out in other places?
It's still early. So the project will have its most visibility over the summer months when the schools are off and we can get some consumer engagement. We have a number of different activities which we're looking to do, such as we're trying to create a product which is synonymous to Helmsley, a healthier cake, for example, with a wide variety of taste tests and competitions around that. So there's a number of activities which we're looking to evaluate to see how effective they are. And if it all works and if the Healthy High Street Award is attained at the end of the day, then yes, we would look to roll it out into other areas. Obviously, every area is very different, so the approach would have to be bespoke for that area. But the principles are the same. It's all about businesses and the community coming together to improve the quality and the healthiness of the foods that they provide in order to create a healthier community and also increase profits for the business.
So any businesses out there who'd like to get involved in the Healthier Choices scheme, how can they get involved?
They can even contact me direct on 01609 534 810, or they can look on Facebook, Healthier Choices North Yorkshire, or they can access the North Yorkshire County Council website for Healthier Choices, and we'll happily discuss the principles with any business or consumer.